It
doesn't matter how many we are. I want you to listen to me. Everyone that is here and beyond, God can give to us our own blessing individually. But oftentimes, it is our attention to God that makes difference. Some will come without knowing why they are here. For you that know that you are here for an encounter, as the Lord lives and the Spirit lives,
the Lord
will come to you.
Ibi ami lati madamo iranlowo ma wa si ihare.
Amen.
Iranlowo ma wa si ihare.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lift up your hands and let's worship the Lord.
You worship okay lati yin Olorun.
Gbogbo eniyan kan yin Oluwa lati sale okan re.
Everyone worship God from
dupe lowo re fun ori ofe ati anota riba.
His grace and the mercy that we've received.
Ọkọ egbe wa lo ti ku.
A lot of our mates.
Ọkọ lo ti file bora bi aso. Ọkọ lo jade leti osi pada.
The Lord went out and the Lord.
Yin nitori pe Olorun ni.
Worship him because he is.
Yin nitori pe Oluwa ni.
Because he is the Lord.
Worship him because he's faithful. Just worship him. In few minutes, worship him. Worship him. Give him praise and glory. In Jesus' name we worship.
Amen.
Let's take a single prayer, then we go into the world.
Zechariah
chapter 4, verse 7. Zechariah chapter 4, verse
7.
If you are there, read. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 7. Zechariah 4, 7. You have to see this place. Read your Bible. Am I God? So what do you
read? Let us read a Bible.
I don't want to read the memory verse. Oh, my dad, for you, a shile. Can you know she gets here? Mumbama. Can you know she gets
here? Somebody open the English version.
Oh, yeah, Kawima. Tani, you walk, okinla. What dick petele, ni what you zero babeli. Once if he are you more, could attend tere jadewa. You maki be with me. Ori of fe, ori of fe, ori of any. E can I guess?
Read it in English.
Who are thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain. I want us to pray. God bless you.
Man.
If you look at the construction of that statement, it is not a descriptive of a thing, but an human. When you are saying who are thou, you are referring to a man. You are referring to a living soul. You can't use the word who are thou to a non-living thing. And a mountain is non-living thing. But in this place, I got an understanding that behind every mountain there is a human hand. Behind every mountain there is a human hand.
In
your Toma Shami Dada
Obalagbara
Tonti Ogunleyin Laye Re
powerful man
Wama Shubu Tani Loruka Jesu
fall in Jesus name.
Only Tani Iwo
who are thou?
Kosakbe Kini Iwo.
He say, what is thou?
Are you getting that?
Show you what?
Who are thou should be directed to a human, not to a non-living thing. Because there is a human behind the mountain.
Let everybody leave the voice. Whoever is sponsoring,
Jesus.
Zealous about the prayer.
Jacob Kaila Dada.
Be serious about it.
Everyone back. backing evil in my life. Supporting evil around my destiny. I decree by the power of the Lord. You are destroyed in the name of Jesus. You are destroyed in the name of Jesus. Are you praying or you are looking around? Are you praying or you are looking around? What thou mountain? What thou mountain? That is stopping me from accessing the glory that God has proposed for my life. What thou mountain? I release a word of authority. Every mountain that is unsurmountable become valid and crushed down today. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Lift up your right hand as I decree this prayer. I was in prayer 1 a.m. yesterday. As I was seeking the face of the Lord to come here, I said, God, I need a word for your people. And the Lord told me. There are 100 people in this place. Let me say this with a shout of authority. Listen to me if you believe in the prophets. In the space of 27 days.
Listen to me.
In the space of 27 days.
Everyone that is responsible for your problem,
they
will depart from this world suddenly. Everyone that is responsible for your problem, everyone that has tied you to a spot, everyone that can say,
hey,
they will leave this world for you.
Oh, Shami Adada.
You are not saying amen.
Oh, Shami Adada.
You are not saying amen.
I decree by the power of the Lord, every unsurmountable mountain that has stood before you for a long time, after this time out,
you that will say,
surely Shami met a fire, cousin.
You say three amen on fire.
Share me met a fire call.
Amen and fire.
Party hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Koto joko. Patewa fun Jesu dada.
Before you sit, celebrate Jesus with a round of applause.
You may be seated. God bless you.
Take your joko atara fun wa.
I bless God for this wonderful opportunity.
Mo dupe Olorun fun anfani yi.
That I've always have in this place. And I bless God for men and women of God. I bless God for the shepherd, the assistant, and the co-workers. The Lord will keep strengthening you in the name of Jesus. I bless God for the life of the organizer of this meeting. All female elders. Male elders, everybody in the house, including the choir, the Lord will increase you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's quickly look at the word of God. The place we have chosen for this program, I want to believe that by now, we should be familiar with that place where we have been reading all this while. Psalm 46 and verse 1. I want somebody to read for us. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Eka ni Yoruba.
Olorun ni abo wa.
Olorun ni abo wa.
Ati agbara.
Ati agbara.
Lowo lowo iranlowo.
Lowo lowo iranlowo.
Ni igba iponju.
Ni igba iponju. The topic we are looking at.
Akori oro Olorun ti a fe wo.
Is ever present help.
Lowo lowo iranlowo.
Ever present help.
Lowo lowo iranlowo.
By the way of introduction.
Nipa
I want to establish some facts. And I want everybody to follow me. When it comes to the place of prophecy, just make sure you catch it with good
amen.
And I want your understanding to be enlightened. By the way of introduction, I want to establish some facts about this subject. Number one. Everybody should get this. Trouble in life is inevitable. You cannot do anything about it. It is not avoidable. It is very impossible for you not to encounter trouble. Everybody should have this understanding that trouble in life is inevitable. The book of Job, chapter 14, verse 1. Job said to us, man that is born of woman, man that is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble. Man that is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble. That suggests to me that troubles in life, you cannot avoid it.
Oh, yeah.
Troubles of life, it is very impossible. But the difference is this. The trouble of one is different from another. But there is no one under the
earth
that is without one trouble or the other. Let me say this to you. With the loudest amen, any trouble found in your life, any trouble that could be traced in your destiny, by the power of the Lord, the blood of Jesus, we cancel
them.
We wouldn't need help if there are no troubles, if there are no challenges. You would not have needed help.
But
in the presence of difficulties, in the presence of trouble brings the need for help. Job chapter 3 verse
26.
I want somebody to read that place. Job said, I wasn't Ben, can you guess?
Read it in English.
I am a man that bothered myself. I pray. I go to church every time. I make sacrifices now and then. I am not quiet. Neither am I calm. But yet, trouble comes.
Sir,
coming to church doesn't cease trouble.
We were silly, just
serving the Lord does not stop it. Being a righteous person does not stop it. But
Shugban,
he weakened the strength of trouble.
Oh man, Jackie,
why does the Bible say it? He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. So the righteous also will be faced with challenges. You cannot do anything to trouble some
lives.
You don't need to offend people for
them
to be troubled. Job said, only emi ko simi, emi ko dake,
I have not rest,
emi ko ni alaafia,
I was without.
Only sibe sibe.
But despite that,
only damu de,
trouble came.
It
is only an ignorant person that will say, I'm serving God.
It's
those that serve God that do have problems as well.
There is a God that will take care of that.
I want to pray one prayer at this junction.
I'm
looking for somebody that will say amen like a warrior. That in your passing through become a reproach to God. Before it become a reproach to God.
The Lord will
solve them in Jesus' name.
So I want us to get that understanding. That troubles of life is inevitable. Number two, help is essential. Very. Help is essential. One of the things that man needed is constant help. I am going to make some statement deliberately. The presence of troubles, it make help very important. Genesis chapter 2 verse 18. It was God that saw the need of a helpmeet in the life of Adam. And the Lord said, it is not right for man to be alone. Because God saw the need.
That area you have to get help. Got any
you
that can say help will manifest. Help is essential. It is very essential. Ecclesiastes 4 verse 10.
The
scripture said,
he
said, two are better than one.
Verse 14, one
will help the other to stand.
If one of them falleth, the other can help him. If someone is alone and falleth, it is too bad. No one to help him.
Somebody that will say,
oh, ni shialai ni oluranlowo.
Like help us.
Helplessness is an affliction on its own.
Ni oluranlowo o je iponju ni.
Many would have gone far in destiny. Look at many that were highly talented. They are gifted. But what they lack is a helper. I want everybody to listen to this. It doesn't matter the emancipation of your talents. If there is no platform, if there is no helper, there won't be expression. It doesn't matter what you carry. There are many of you here in your area of discipline. People that in your class, you know that you are better than them. You know too sure. But the opportunity they have, you don't. Many a times you look at someone doing what you can do better. But you don't have the same opportunity he has. Then you'll be telling yourself, how I wish I am him. I will do better. But after today, after this program, by the authority of
Jesus,
help will come your way in the name of Jesus
Christ.
I say help will come your way in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want us to get that understanding that help is essential. Let me quickly say these three things. Among many things, there are three things that helplessness does. If you are helpless, there are three things that will be your experience. Number one, helplessness extends days of affliction.
Oh man, Jackie, your joy for you goon.
Helplessness.
I need no lower.
It elongates days of affliction.
Oh man, Jackie, your joy for you. Oh man, fagu.
Affliction become perpetual when there is no help. Sickness lasts longer than necessary when there is no help. In the book of Luke chapter 8, 43 to 44. The woman with the issue of blood, she suffered for 12 years. Though she has money, but there was no help all around her. She has spent all she had. Ordinarily, she was supposed to menstruate for 3 or 5 days. But it began to extend than 3 months. It extended than 3 years. 10 years. 12 years down the line. She went about. There was nobody to help her. But the very day she encountered Jesus, the very day she met Jesus, that affliction ended. Because Jesus is the helper that she needed, not the medical. And when Jesus appeared, she was helped.
Put your right hand on your head. I decree this morning that trouble you are taking up and down by virtue of
help.
In Jesus' name. Put down your hand.
Helplessness.
I need no lower.
Extend the days of affliction.
Oh man, for joy, won't you go?
Number two,
a cage.
Helplessness sponsors stagnation.
I need a law. Oh man, no, it does. Oh man,
Iwalojukan. Many will just be at a spot.
A lot of people. Oh man, Iwalojukan.
Going nowhere.
One lobby kankan.
Because they are helpless.
Nitori one ri ranlowo gba.
2 Kings chapter 14 verse 26.
Iwo ba keji.
2 Kings chapter 14 verse 26.
Ori ikerin
la. The Bible says, for the Lord saw the affliction of Israel.
Ori Olorun ri ipoju awon Israeli.
That it was very bitter.
Ori pe o koro gidi gidi.
The Lord saw the affliction of Israel.
Olorun ri
that it was very bitter. And why was it bitter? No helper was found. No helper. When you are helpless, you suffer isolation. When you are helpless, you suffer stagnation. You will be doing all you think you could, and yet there won't be results. But after today,
just say amen if you say.
Ìrànlọ́wọ́ dẹ̀ máa dìde fún ẹ lórúkọ Olúwa.
Help will rise from you.
Helplessness sponsors stagnation. In the book of John chapter 5 verse 5 to 9, he spoke about the man at the pool of
Bethsaida.
He has been there for 38 years. What the man was lacking is a helper. When Jesus got to him and Jesus was about to help him, the man explained to us. He said, I have always tried to enter the pool. He said, but there is no man to help me. In other words, everybody that came with infirmity and they left healed, there was someone to help them.
After today,
the one that is supposed to help you,
supposed to lift
Lord
you.
Just want them a wire call.
In the name of Jesus, they will find you.
Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Number three. What helplessness does to human.
I know what man fat in a yen.
Helplessness sponsor hardship.
Oh man, run it. But you know
what?
It will sponsor hardship. Because there is no one to help you. There's no one is looking at your side.
Helplessness is a direct indication of hardship. When you lack helpers, life becomes uninteresting to you. In the book of Luke chapter 16, there was a story of Lazarus. Lazarus was very close to the table of the rich man. But the rich man decided not to help him. Lazarus was suffering from two problems. One, he was helpless. And two, there was witchcraft behind him.
When was the last time you heard that a dog licked the saw?
That is a spirit of witchcraft.
Oje mi aje.
Helpless, and yet devil is after him. Maybe Lazarus would have lived longer than that. But because there was nobody to feed him, there was nobody to help him, he strengthened the hardship. I want to say this to everybody to hear. Every great man is a product of great help. Every great man is a product of great help. Anybody who becomes something in this world, somebody must have helped him. Somebody must have lifted him. Look at the life of Naaman, the king. And a warrior. Who was a leper? He has money. He has influence and influence. But yet, his money cannot cure his leprosy. But a young lad who was taken as a slave was a programmed helper. Every great man is a product of great help. Nobody rise on its own. Nobody get to the top by himself. Let me say this to you. If you want to get to the top by your own strength, you will not last. You won't last.
The one that the Lord will use to propel your work. I don't know the person that I'm saying this
to.
Wherever the person is, locate you.
Don't forget, I am establishing some facts. Number 1, I said, troubles of life is inevitable. Number 2, what is number 2? Help is essential. And number 3, vain is human help. Vain is human help. The place we read, Psalm 46, verse 1, he said, the Lord is our refuge. The Lord is our strength. Our ever present help in trouble. What is refuge? Refuge is a shelter where we can hide ourselves. What is strength? Strength is a factor of sustainability and refreshment. When you are backed up by divine strength, you will do something ordinarily your muscle cannot bear. Vain is human help. As we continue this meeting, if your mind is set for human help, I want to disabuse your mind. If as I am speaking to you, you are beginning to pick up some people in your mind. Maybe you have a sister that is rich. You have a brother that is rich. And you began to pick them in your mind, thinking that God wants to use them for you. Beloved, God, listen to me. Human help is vanity. Psalm 60, verse 11.
He was only Daffy Ogota or Cocola.
Go and check the Bible back to back.
1 minute, ma.
1 minute, ma. 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute. God bless you, ma. Go and check the Bible back to back.
Hello, will be belly dada.
The man that enjoyed help most.
Anything on your Lord Baju
is David.
Oh, when it Daffy.
Go and read 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles.
Hello, Kaiwe Chronicle.
The Bible says
Bibeli, wibbe,
about 30,000 men.
Oh, Pawakuni.
They agreed together.
Walk, bimo,
and they went to David.
Walk, Lord, Badafi.
He said, we have come to help you.
Walk, awati, wala, siron,
and the Bible said, and David was helped.
Bibeli, wibbe, asiron, Daffy, di, lawa, belu.
Men volunteer to help.
I want your job, wala, wala, siron, lawa.
Twelve
person say amen where you are
sitting.
From today,
any time, Mori,
the person you know,
any time, Mori,
and that you don't know,
yondara, wala ti ro,
volunteer themselves to help you.
Bomi dada,
listen to me.
Yoruba saw with me and Jumoniko got anu.
Yoruba, and they said,
any time on Oba run is silly shenilori.
It is those that the Lord sent to you that will help you.
Ole ni awon koninu idile baba.
You might have people in your family.
Kode nyon lati maro elo.
And they will choose not to help you.
Mo fe gbadua yi fun.
I want to say this prayer to you.
Gbogbo eni to ro pe to ba gba odun ko ke o le doke.
Everyone that think that without them you can't get to the top.
With your loudest and terrific amen.
Pelu ami to.
The Lord will bypass them.
Olorun wa koja won.
I say, God, we bypass them.
Amen.
So, Obama, shame, pari wa mirada.
Say it aloud, amen.
Asani ralawa
inio. Man's help is vanity.
I had never, by any cause of hell,
mi o kin, making your honor, mi lawa.
Depend on man.
Mi o kin, ronu be mama.
By the mercies of the Lord, I have quite a number of people around me that can actually give you several millions. But I had never and I will never call or contact them for anything. God has always been there. The very day you shift your eyes from the Lord and shift your eyes to man, you'll be abandoned by heaven.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at me. Everybody look at me. We all have two eyes.
Down. Kama fi wo oke, kama fi le wo sale.
Let's look up with the left and down with the right.
Eja try ye wo.
Eja, let's try it.
Ko se se abi.
It is impossible.
But in practice,
ni nu pe ki a mu wa si.
As we are looking unto God, we are looking unto man.
Bi a se wo Olorun na la nwe ni.
And that is why you have been helpless.
Idi ti a se ri ran lowo gba.
Until you make up your mind.
Afi to ba ti pinu lokan re.
You don't get what the Bible said there.
Ya gbo nkan ti Bible so nibe.
Only iranlowo.
Said the help.
Lowo, lowo, iranlowo.
The very present help.
Another word for that is spontaneous help.
Oro mi ni pe iranlowo ti sentele.
Iranlowo ni ori kana.
He said spontaneous.
Ni oju kana.
He said spontaneous help.
Koko to nilo re gaga.
At the point you needed it the most.
Can I shock you?
E je nso yi
fun. Even before you need God, he has been there for you.
Ki o to nilo Olorun o ti
wa. Before you call him, he has been there for you.
Ki o to pe o ti wa.
The Bible said in the book of Isaiah.
Ni so nini we Isaiah.
He said before they call, he said, I will answer. He said, why they are calling? I will give them their testimony. You have not called. He has sent your answer.
What
you are yet to complete these 7 programs. And testimony has begun already. Next.
Who will testify next?
This is a deliberate prophecy. Between now and next week, Wednesday. Between now and next week, Wednesday. In your make jeto ma shami gidi.
7 people that will say.
Iranlowo pajawiri o ma wa sodore.
Spontaneous help will come to you.
Iranlowo pajawiri ma wa sodore.
Spontaneous help will come to you.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Ejoko, vain is human help.
Asan iranlowo eniyan.
Psalm 60 verse 11.
Iwe orin Dafidi ori ogota ese kokola.
Fun wa ni iranlowo.
Fun wa ni iranlowo.
Ninu iponju.
Ninu iponju.
Nitori pe.
Nitori pe.
Asan iranlowo eniyan.
Asan iranlowo ti eniyan. How do I know?
Bawo ni mo se mo.
that human help is vain.
Be ìrànlọ́wọ́ ènìyàn asán ni.
Number one.
Àkọ́kọ́.
Human help is not constant.
Ìrànlọ́wọ́ ènìyàn kì í ṣe déédé.
It doesn't.
Kì í ṣe déédé.
It's not constant.
Kì í ṣe déédé.
Human help is not steady.
Ìrànlọ́wọ́ ènìyàn kì í gbá dá níṣẹ́ sẹ̀ntẹ̀lé.
Even your husband.
Ọkọ rẹ pẹ̀lú.
Your spouse.
Aya rẹ tàbí ọkọ rẹ.
If he sponsors your business.
Tí ó bá ran oko rẹ lọ́wọ́.
And after some time.
Tó bá dé ìgbà kan.
The business wasn't giving a better change.
Ti okowo na ko mu owo wole dada.
And you seem to need some financial support again.
To ba de dipo fe onilo iranlowo pelu.
You go back to him.
To ba lo ba.
He will remind you.
Aran lowo aran leti.
Toko e ba wa je ni to je pe enu e bad gidi.
If your husband is the type that has a bad mouth.
And iwo lo ye ko ma pe ni divora.
You say iwo lo ye ko ma pe la jenu.
To ba ma balance ko lohun abe se ko je pe Deborah loruko e.
And if your name is Deborah,
why you change Deborah to Devora?
You just change your name from Deborah to Devora.
And apanie
say you are a
okay, Deborah. Be sorry, yo.
That is your husband
Toribo
speaking to
sponsor,
you
eh?
Because he sponsored you.
What is domode loju
e? And you've become a child in his presence. He had turned you to a reckless person.
Mi ro pe are yan konu family ye e to seru eleyi.
There is nobody in the family. Family that does this.
Why? Before. Because he's a human.
Because
God had never complained of helping us.
Oh,
even when we are not grateful.
Do
you know what the Bible says? The Bible
says
when we are yet ungrateful, he remained a faithful God. The Bible said in the book of Romans, he said,
why
we are yet a sinner,
he
said Jesus died for us. Those that are still in sin,
àwọn tó wà nínú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀,
he has died for them long ago.
Ó ti kú fún wọn ní ọjọ́ pípẹ́ sẹ́yìn.
Man help is not constant.
Ìrànlọ́wọ́ ènìyàn kì í ṣe dédé.
You may be disappointed that when you need them, they won't show up.
Ó lè já ikú ẹ̀lẹ́ nígbà tí ó ní ìrànlọ́wọ́ pé wọ́n ní
ìwé fún wọn. Ìgbà mélòó nínú ayé rẹ̀.
How many times
lo ti wo ipo yẹ kí lágbájá ràn ẹ́ lọ́wọ́.
You have thought that this person ought to help you.
Kí tàmẹ̀dọ́ ràn ẹ́ lọ́wọ́.
That this person ought to
help
you.
Tó jẹ́ pé ìtàn lásán lásán ni wọ́n pa fún ọ.
And that they begin to tell you story.
How many times has friend disappointed you?
Ìgbà mélòó ni ọ̀rẹ́ ti já ọkú lẹ̀.
Oh, they may have been helping you in the past.
Wọ́n lè ti máa ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́ ní ìgbà
mìíràn. But maybe they got tired of helping.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó sún wọn láti máa ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́.
Probably their finance is not that balanced or stable.
Ó lè jẹ́ pé okòwò wọn kò ṣe déédé bẹ́ẹ̀.
So the fact that èmi ṣèbí nìkan mo fẹ́ máa bẹ́ẹ̀ ṣe gbogbo
ẹ̀ náà. Wọ́n wá wò pé am I the only one that is supposed to help you?
But there is a God that never complains.
Ọlọ́run wà tí kì í ṣàwáwí.
But don't forget.
Má gbàgbé.
Christian practice is on a triangle platform.
Ìṣe Kristẹni ó jẹ́ gbé igun mẹ́ta.
Gbogbo yẹn fọwọ́ yín ṣe triangle.
Form a triangle.
Okay. Ẹ̀yin kan tún ṣe lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí.
Let's do with the second time.
Now, igun mélòó ló ní?
Just three edges.
Ìkan wà lókè àbí? Ẹ sọ pé God.
Say God.
Ìyẹn ló wà lókè.
Is at the top.
Apá ọ̀tún yẹn ẹ sọ pé ènìyàn.
Say man on the right hand side.
Apá òsì yẹn ẹ sọ pé èmi.
He said, me on the left hand side.
Whenever God wants to help
you,
he released the help to ènìyàn.
And
the ènìyàn will communicate it to you.
And the person will give to you.
That is how it works. So if God is orchestrating it, that helper will not complain. Because God will not use one person. And he will not use one channel. He will use several to help you. When God was to help
Elijah,
he told him, go to the widow of
Zarephath
for some period.
Fun igba die.
He was there.
O wa nbe.
After a while.
O tun je nigba.
He was initially by the pool.
O wa ni bi eti odo tele.
And the dove was bringing food
and
for him.
Yeah, wo si wa je fun ati omi.
When that one was exhausted.
Nigba ti yen tan.
The Lord said leave that place.
Olorun so pe kuro nibe yen.
Go to another place.
Lo si ibomi.
Because God has made provision.
Olorun ti se ipese
for constant help.
Iranlowo.
But human help is not steady.
Ṣùgbọ́n
ìrànlọ́wọ́ ti ní
ọdún ṣe déédé.
That is why it's vain. Ìdí tí
Job sọkún.
Job complained.
Ó ṣe àwáwí.
He spoke out his mind.
Ó sọ ẹ̀dùn ọkàn rẹ̀ jáde.
He never complained about his predicament.
Ó ṣàwáwí nípa nǹkan tó ń là kọjá.
But he was so concerned about helplessness.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó sọ nípa àìní.
He was so concerned about his disappointment in man.
Ó sọ nípa ìjákulẹ̀ nínú ènìyàn.
If you hear me, say, I hear.
Tí ẹ bá gbọ́ ẹ sọ pé mo gbọ́.
Me, brother, I say, I hear.
Now let me say this. Sherry, if you ko lagbara,
the tribulation is not strong.
B, I need.
It's not as strong as lacking helpers. When you are in affliction, if people surround you, there is high hope that you will be free from that affliction. That is why the people Yoruba said that when they gather to look at the dead, see how people gather. Some will come from abroad. Some will come from another state to celebrate the dead. If they do likewise to help him in the hospital, he might not have died.
When you are abandoned, when you are rejected and forsaken, it makes death to come in a hurry. So vain is human hell. Job chapter 16 verse 20, very quickly.
16:20.
Kawe, I want me. One sa saying for me, Kawe. What you mean, Daomeje? These are friends he had committed himself to.
I want your Tioti Faraji Funi. I want you.
Eka chapter 19, verse 14.
Eka.
In Jed 19:14. I want a joke me for saying Benny Emma Kalo to the 19 very quickly.
Can you read it?
Benny Mujasi a jejilo ju gugu won eh bukpe resha ko dami long eh. Emi mi o su aya mi ati orun mi e kawe otito. God bless it because of our time. This is a man that has been committed to them. But because they are human, when he needed them, they were not there. When he needed them, they were not there. In Psalm 22, verse 11, even when trouble has not come, David said, do not be far away from me, because trouble is near. He was calling God in advance. Come close to me. I can smell trouble. How many of your friend will stand by you when you are going through trouble? How many? Vain is human error. How do I know? It is not constant. How do I know? It is not steady. And number three, how do I know? Help of man is with expectations. That is why.
When they help you, they want to make themselves God over you.
Because of the little support they are giving you. They want you to see them as your God. First thing in the morning, they want you to be greeting them. Sometimes when you call somebody and it's like, ah, oh yeah,
when you call somebody and they say, is it the right time for you to call?
Can I say this prayer to 200 people here?
Then, so I do that if
by the power of the Lord,
everyone you do call for
help,
and they look at your call and they...
Wait. The next time you will call them, you will be a blessing to them. I say you will be a blessing to them.
Amen.
I say you will be a blessing to them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the place where we read.
Ibitiaka, yeah.
Psalm 46 verse 1.
You will need the Ori Kenidini, our daughter.
There are two things I discovered there. Number one.
Akoko.
They said.
One saw we
the Lord is our refuge, and our strength, a very present help in trouble.
Number one,
they acknowledge God as helper.
They
acknowledge God
in their
testimony,
in their
experience.
They
have seen the role that God plays, that God is their helper. Until you begin to see God as your helper, you will never be helped. Until you begin to see God as your helper, you may remain stranded. You may be battered and shattered. Until you see God as your helper, they saw God as a helper.
Number
two.
A KG.
The second thing I noticed. God's presence sponsors confidence. Then, when God is backing you, you have some strange confidence. They spoke with confidence that the Lord is our refuge. The Lord is our strength. The very help when we needed him. God presence sponsor confidence. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2. The Bible says, when thou pass through waters, I will be with thee. And Ben, Ben, that brings me to three major people who experience spontaneous help. And we are going to pray. I want to bring it to your understanding.
Very present help
is a kind of help you get when you needed it. A kind of help you don't struggle for. A kind of help when you look back, you see somebody doing something for you. A kind of help that you don't beg or solicit for. The Lord said in his word, he said, when you pass through fire, he said, it will not burn you. Because the mission of fire is to burn. Daniel chapter 3 verse 22 to 26, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, they were passing through fire when they were brought before the king. And the king said, is it through the allegation? And they said to the king, it is not right that we reply you, but as concerned this one, we will give you a word. Even if our God deny us, we will give you a word. That stirs the anger of the king. And the king said, go out. And they told the king, while they were yet speaking, the king said, the temperature of the furnace should be increased. In the land of Babylon, there are three major punishments for blasphemy. Particularly when you intrude into the authority of a king, there are three major punishments. Number one is the den of lion. Number two is the furnace. Number three is beheading in the land of
Babylon.
And that was why they want to see the three Hebrew roasted in fire in their presence. That is the highest level of punishment. When you are thrown into the lion's den, nobody will notice how you die. That was why the king went in the hell in the morning and spoke to Daniel. He said, Daniel, the servant of the living God, has your God whom you serve been able to save you? But they want Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego to roast in fire. But do you know Daniel chapter 3 verse
25,
Daniel mori okunrin kan okunrin merin ni tutu won sin rin laarin na God doesn't divorce his word. Only to ban line no koja.
When you pass through fire,
he will be
with you.
He did likewise. He
will
be with you.
A very present help in time
of
trouble. They were facing the fire of the king. They didn't hear the voice of the
king.
They never saw his
king.
But they believed that their helper is alive.
Jesus came down into the fire.
See, no, no, no.
That if this fire can burn me,
see, you know, about my lejo me,
it can burn you.
Oh my journey.
In your kotoma shami,
one person that will say amen.
Toba kudie,
if it is just God
or ejasi to you
before you be
Toba kudie, God or ejasi ego. Omalalu yo fara oloruko Jesu.
God will manifest in Jesus' name.
Ani omalalu ma fara oloruko Jesu.
Amen.
At the very point of need,
ni oju iranlowo,
ever present help in trouble.
Lowo lowo iranlowo nigba isoro.
Number 2,
ekeji.
Jehoshaphat.
Jehoshaphat.
2 Chronicles chapter 18:31.
Iwe Chronicle keji ori keji dini ogun ese kokan leni.
Jehoshaphat went to assist in battle.
Jehoshaphat lo ran lowo ninu ogun jija.
And the king of Judah said, let us exchange our garments.
Oba Judah so be take paro aso.
And they exchanged the garments.
Won paro aso.
And the next thing.
Eyi to tu wa sele.
They were taking him for the king of the land.
Loba oba.
I want somebody to open that place.
E je ke eyan kan si ibe.
2 Chronicle 18:31. That is something that happened there. Mumbo man, hold on. Why they surrounded him? The Bible said they compassed him. They want to kill him. And he called God. On that spot, God appeared.
O si she.
Nigba
ti awon olori keke ri Jehoshaphat.
Ti won ri Jehoshaphat.
Ni won wi pe.
Won wi pe.
Eyi ni oba Israeli.
Eyi ni oba Israeli.
Nitori na.
Won yi ka.
Lati ba aja.
Sugbon.
Jehoshaphat kigbe.
O kigbe gbe Oluwa.
Oluwa si ran lowo. Oluwa si yi won pada kuro lodo re.
Ni kori tati won ti fe paga
that spot where Ibe
they want to kill him. Ti fara han
was where the Lord
eyan meji la to shami
of people that can say
olorun iranlowo yo run e lowo nigba gogo
help you at all time
al oya dide lori esere
rise your feet
ni kori tati won ti fe paga
that spot where he was about to be killed
ibe ni iranlowo ti dide
that was where help manifested.
Iranlowo alanu ran mi lowo o ire nikan ni mo ni laye ati lorun eni bani o ti lohun gbogbo iranlowo alaini ran mi lowo o baba e je ki gbogbo eyan gbadua.
Let everybody pray.
Oluwa
the God,
ki oro mi to dohun egan
before my matter resort to reproach.
Farahan inu aye mi.
Manifest yourself in my life.
Kini mo wi?
Manifest in my life.
Ta lo fe gbadua?
Who will pray?
Oluwa ko ran mi to ja si egan.
Before my situation resort to reproach.
Adua gbolo meta la fe gba.
I'm just 3 prayer points.
Ade gbadua lori ohun ti Oluwa pa lase fun wa lati mu wa.
I will pray on what the Lord
calls. Oluwa!
That God.
Ki oran mi to dohun egan.
My situation resort
to reproach. Oya Farahan inu aye mi loni.
Manifest.
Oya gbadua be. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Before my case become a ridicule. Before my case become a reproach. My father, my father. Manifest today. Ever present help in trouble. Arise and help me today. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Adua keji.
The second prayer.
O je gba dada.
You better pray.
Je kin so eleyi fun wa. Omodebirin kan wa nile oko e.
There is a lady in a matrimonial home.
Odun marun to ti fe.
After 5 years of marriage.
Ko gbo.
She didn't have any issue of.
Nigba ta won family wa se pade pe.
When the family held the meeting.
O ma kuro le.
That she will leave that house.
Family oko e se pade le.
All the husband family had a meeting.
O wa sunkun.
She cried.
Olorun wa gbo.
God heard her cry.
O wa loyun.
She was pregnant. They were still mocking her even in that pregnancy. He said they were lying.
Now, Olorun wa fi nkan kan pamọ fun gbogbo
won. And God hid something from them.
Scan ogbe yi omo to wa ninu e.
Scan did not show the number of children in her.
Ojo to ma bimo.
So it's when she was to give birth.
O bi kini.
She gave birth to the first.
Doctor so pe.
Doctor said.
Owo hun yin kokan si o.
Still touching another.
O bi keji.
Gave birth to the second.
Doctor so pe owo hun yin kokan si.
He said I'm still touching another.
Iketa jabo.
And gave the third.
Meteta je okunrin.
And they were all male.
Oh, yeah. Gbogbo awon family ti won ti party.
All the family member that abandoned her.
Omo ankara lojo okumo.
Had uniform on a day of celebration.
Lowo lowo iran lowo ni igba iponju.
Very present help in time of
nigba to da be ni bo ti tan
fun o. When his story is over for you.
Nigba to da be ni pe ebi atore o le ri se mo.
The family can.
Iwo ko pariwo.
You just shout.
Oluwa.
Lord.
Ide fun iran lowo mi.
Rise to my help.
Nigba ti gbogbo eniyan kan mi sile.
All as
Oluwa dide fun iran lowo mi.
Oh
ya gbadua be. Arise and help me.
The day lati ran mi lowo.
Arise and help me.
The day lati ran mi lowo.
Arise and help me.
The day lati ran mi lowo.
Very quickly, talk to Jesus.
Lord,
arise and help me today. Arise and help me today. Thou that help Zion. Thou that help Jehoshaphat. Arise and help me today. The help that I need. The help that I need for my destiny to get an expression. Let it come, O God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
This is a final prayer. Everybody pray. At the very spot. The very spot. Where Jehoshaphat would have been killed. God appear. And the Bible says. God chased them. On the spot.
Ni oju kan na Olorun le won.
That is a spontaneous help.
Eyi je iranlowo oju kan na.
Have you ever experienced such?
Se ati ni iriri
e. When you seem to be stranded.
Nigbati o da pe ko si.
Somebody appears.
Eyan kan farahan.
And help you.
O se iranlowo.
Eyan kan koko se ami.
One person she say amen.
Ipa God yo ko ko wa nitori pe won fe sere ipa.
This gathering is
ipa God yi waye nitori eniyan kan ni.
But it is meant for one person.
Tan eni to se ami dada.
Who say amen.
Iranlowo.
The L.
That
you will believe truly that
it
is God that called
you to pay.
Before 7 days.
The
help will come
yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And iranlowo e ma wa si odo re.
Amen.
Iranlowo e ma wa si odo re.
Amen.
That help will come your way.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are going to pray this prayer.
Am I going to pray?
Oluwa.
The Lord. Everyone that is supposed to help me. And they are looking at me. Force them to help me.
Compel them.
Lord.
Force them. To help me.
Lati ran mi lowo. When Jesus was beaten. And he could no longer raise his hand. And he must carry that cross to Golgotha. The Bible said,
once he lost your day,
they went out. They saw a man going about his own. They held him and said, go carry this.
If you look at the place, the Bible said, and they compelled him.
He didn't volunteer to carry the cross. That load that they forsaken you to carry on your own. Will you pray? Or name of Jesus. Everyone that surrounds you, that
is
supposed to help you, but compel them to do.
Many of you on your contact list. You have numbers of honorables. They are just there like a figurehead.
There
is those
that you know that
are local local government chairman.
Because they know you
know one senator.
They know you know.
For that reason alone.
They say you don't need their help.
They are there rather than them helping you. They are chasing helpers.
Instead of them to help you,
shout
the name of Jesus.
Tell them
to help you.
Shout to any kind of
Compel them, compel them, compel them. Everyone around me that has refused to help me. Everyone around me that has refused to help me. Lord, compel them to help me. Force them to help me. Compel them to help me. In the name of Jesus. Compel them to help me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Let us
hold our orange and our salt.
By understanding, we know what the two objects represent. Sugar is sweetener.
Sugar je adu.
Orange has a kind of covering.
Osan ni abo kan.
A seed become what you are holding.
Irugbin re di nkan ti o ndi mu yi.
And go and make your research. Orange never struggle to spring forth.
Osan ki tiraka lati hu.
It spring with naturality.
O ma n pu fun ara e.
From this moment,
ni ati sisin lo. You just say amen. Let others continue to look.
Aye, o ma rorun fun e lati gbe.
Life will be easy for you to live.
You're going to lift up your voice.
Ama gbe ohun yin soke. And you call the name of Jesus.
You lift your objects.
E gbe awon na so yoke.
You say, my father, my father.
Say, baba mi, baba mi.
Let your grace come upon what I'm holding.
E je ki ore ofe yin wa sori ohun ti mo ndimu yi.
As I consume it.
Bi mo ti n je.
Let it become reality in my destiny.
Je ki o di ko wa si mo se na ye.
Gbogbo apa ibi to koro ninu aye mi.
All those areas that is bitter in my life.
Fi adun ropo re.
Replace them with sweet.
Gbogbo apa ibi ti mo ti yago ti mi o ni ibisi.
And that part where I'm barren and I don't have any fruit.
Oluwa fun mi ni ibisi.
Lord, give me fruit.
Oluwa.
Lord.
Ore ti asiri re ki tu faye.
That blessing that there is no revelation.
Oluwa se fun mi.
Lord, do.
Oya gbadura be. Make sure you carry your own and pray. Lord, I pray today. Release your grace. Release your grace, oh God. Release your grace. Release your grace. Now. Release your grace upon my life. Release your grace upon my destiny. Release your grace upon my life. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
Shall it take?
Can we stretch forward?
Mubadua lulu kodis. Eko tesawaba. Ejeka umi yewa ni didi. Eko va umi ye.
Let your water be covered.
Eko va umi ye. Ema ore. Onilo lati di shishi ki akbara tu wabe. You get it?
It is not until it is open before
we
power
go with it. We walk by faith and not by sight.
And shene pa igbagbo. Shene pa riri.
But oba je pe ni pa unta le fojuri ni.
If it is by virtue of what we see.
Ko ye kiss. Abraham ko tele Olorun nigba to Olorun ko file babele ma bo mi ti.
Abraham was not supposed to follow the Lord when the Lord called on him.
But he walked in faith.
O shise nipa igbagbo.
I release the word of the Lord to everyone under the sound of my voice. The Lord whom you believe and you have come to worship, he will honor your faith in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible said the Lord saw their faith.
Bele so pe ori igbagbo
and he healed their brother.
Olorun si ran
abo abo lowo so. Can be seen.
Ale ri igbagbo.
Olorun to ri igbagbo yin.
The Lord that saw your faith.
Gbogbo sile te si wa si odo re laaro yi.
Everything that you came to.
God, we honor you in the name of Jesus.
Ola fun ni oruko Jesus.
I say, he will honor you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He will honor you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Ninu aye yin lati sisin lo.
In your life from today henceforth,
be ti fi igbagbo.
As you have applied faith.
La sugar yi ati osan yi.
To consume this orange and the sugar.
Adun. Lati odo Olorun oya ko wonu aye yin lo.
Coming to your life from the Lord.
The next time.
When we get,
I speak the word of the Lord.
So, Lord,
O Mati, that's what you buy, Lord, because
you more than you right now.
Bobo, you want to see what look at? Oh, Ninja Balai Lai. Oh, Bobo, tell Mudani, Oluako, saw the Mimo.
Lord, sanctify all
the time, Jeresy.
mix it with his blood.
Ni oruko ti baba.
Amen.
Ati ti omo.
Amen.
Ati ti emi mimo.
Amen.
Jesu na Oluwa wa. Ami. Ami. Ami loru.
Jesus.
So le pari wa hallelujah meje.
Seven hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.